of time. He was waiting for the bus and something hit us in the head and dragged us in the alley. You remember those times we were waiting for the bus and something hit us in the head and dragged us in the alley? You remember those times we were waiting for the bus and something hit us in the head and dragged us into the alley? The continual humiliation of a woman's body. Remember? It happened again 2 days ago here in Philadelphia. Remember? It happened 2 days ago right here in Chicago. Remember, remember, remember? It happened again in DC. Remember? Remember, it happened again in Detroit. Remember? It happened again in Atlanta. Before I went to sleep last night, I wrote down the number 23. The amount of women killed this year by the police. When I awoke, 9 bodies were found, shot and killed. A woman's throat was sliced while waiting at the bus stop. Does it matter who was doing the killing? Does it matter where the bodies turn up? Does it matter? Does it matter how many think they have the privilege and ownership and control of our bodies? Does it matter? At this point, we are under siege. A compliment is a time bomb ticking. Being stopped by the police is a heart attack coming. Alone at night is a game of Russian roulette. In New Orleans, they collect girls on the side of the interstate as young as 16. In St. Louis, they shoot you right in your head. In front of your children, always in front of your children. If they haven't learned to play dead yet, they usually die. At what age do we teach our daughters to play dead? At what age do we tell them the monsters are real? She was 5 and knew how to play dead on the floor of a church. Even in the house of a white God, hell is only a mile away. Grandmothers doing the best they can, raising little black girls high above the eyes and hands of men. All them questions year after year, she can't be 16. Looking like that, goddamn, she just can't be. You ain't 16 looking like that, you just can't be. You must be somebody else looking like that. You better be somebody else looking like that. Around the corner, 3 kids were shot. All under the age of 13. Around the corner, same time, around the corner, same time, around the corner, same time that something was happening in the basement. 30 minutes, 30 minutes, that's all it took. In the basement where so many go and leave no longer themselves. While our grandmothers are out dreaming of a better future for us. They've been dreaming, they've been praying for so long. Somehow we have ended up back in 1919 against the holographic backdrop of a new empire skyscraping. In a backdrop of black presidents and popes waving goodbye on pedestals. Waving goodbye because the end of the world has already happened. And every day somebody figures it out. Every day somebody figures it out. Some get led out by their best friends into the woods only to be stabbed and left for dead. Some get shot by abusive ex-husbands in the car while their children are watching. Thank you. Sometimes they get shot up during Bible study. Some get gunned down in the middle of the day on a bike while riding to their aunt's house. Sometimes they get hit by drunk drivers and left to die in the streets. Sometimes they get shot in the head while waiting at the bus stop. Does it matter if it happened in a week? Does it matter if it happened in a day? Does it matter if it happened? If it all happened in a day. Does it matter if it happened?